You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Revolution Rock. I'm your host, Trevor Goodwin. I feel bad. I had to cut that song short. It's a good one. But, oh well. This week, had a week off because of Thanksgiving. Have everyone had a good Thanksgiving? This week, kind of all over the place. Mainly rock focus though, but you know, diverging a little bit here and there. So I got a lot of stuff I wanted to play, so I'll get right into it. This first song is going to be a Joni Mitchell song off of her album Blue. She's kind of her own thing. It's kind of hard to even categorize, so I'm only just going to play that song on its own. I'm not going to play it with anything else. This is California.
And it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking. And the streets are full of strangers, all the news on your ear just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. To a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news I heard you read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Take me as I am.
Alright, once again, that was California by Joni Mitchell. Coming up next, got a pair of songs. First one's gonna be a little out there. I play this artist. I play both of these artists quite a bit, actually. It's gonna be Captain Beefheart and The Band. Then I have another band song later on. But first up is "Gimme Dat Heart Boy" by Captain Beefheart.
Here harvest is surely come. A dry summer didn't come before, which I depend on most of all. Hey, rainmaker, can you hear the call? Please let these crops grow tall. Long enough I've been upon skid row, and it's plain to see I've nothing to show. I'm glad to pay those union dues. Just don't judge me by my shoes. Scarecrow in a yellow moon, pretty soon a carnival on the edge of town. King Harvest is surely come.
Last year this time was no joke.
When the wind blows across the water, King Harvest is surely come.
That was just King Harvest May Surely Come. That's one of my favorite songs on that album, I think. Also one of my favorite albums by the band. So up next, got a few songs from some British bands. These aren't necessarily blues songs, but they're kind of British bluesy bands, almost. At least the Yardbirds in 10 years after, that is. And it's funny, I didn't even plan this, but the first song is by 10 years after, and then the song by the Yardbirds is called Happenings 10 Years Time Ago. So, like a weird little connection there. I didn't even mean to do that. And then after that, I have a Moody Blues song for you. But to start off, here is I believe the first track on 10 Years After their album, A Space in Time. A really good song. Oops, I forgot that song ends all very quickly all of a sudden, kind of flows into the next one. So, yeah, you just got a sneak preview of the next song, which is going to be another Clash song. I think I've played like a Clash song 4 weeks in a row. I'm not sure if that says more about their versatility and creativity across multiple genres or just my laziness. I don't know. And then after that, I have a Ramones song. So, you know, we've ventured across some, like, kind of, weird, starting with Beefheart into more roots rock and then almost psychedelic with some of the Moody Blues 10 years after stuff. And then this is going to be the culmination with some punk, and then after that, I'm gonna ease up with the intensity, at least. So yeah, this is The Clash off their fourth album, Sandinista. It is Police on My Back.
What can you lose? What
That was just Beat on the Brat by the Ramones. Really good song off of their first album. Now, I got taken a bit of a different direction. Well, a lot of of a different direction. Gonna play a song that was written for Cannonball, the jazz musician. The song itself might not be familiar to, but it's a jazz song, so it's instrumental, and the same instrumental was used on a Queen Latifah song. It is a cover to a certain extent, but you know, a little different. And so yeah, it's kind of somewhat famous in that regard. But yeah, this is going to be a, I believe, live version of the jazz song by Cannonball called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy, mercy, mercy. Yeah. mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.
All right. I hope you just enjoyed that. That was Cannonball. Mercy, mercy, mercy. I really like that. I think I might, I've dabbled in a few jazz songs on the show in the past, but we'll see. Maybe I'll have a jazz specific show the way I've done it. I've done that for a few different genres. Because, I mean, this show is obviously mainly focused on rock, but try to take it in different directions now and then. We'll see. Maybe in a week or two, I'll do a jazz show. Don't have too much time left in the semester, so I'll get work on that. I got this next trio of songs is kind of interesting. First is from, well, the first is from the band, so that's to be as expected, I guess. But then the next song after that is actually from a rapper who I'm really not a fan of at all. I don't like his music, and you know, I don't like him really as a person either. He has a lot of issues. He's had a lot of issues recently. This song, I don't know, it speaks for itself. It's not a rap song. I can't even really describe it. It's kind of a ballad. It almost feels like a sea shanty to me. I don't know. And then I have an alternative song after that, which isn't something I'd normally play, but it's a good song, and I have a good story about the band, but I'll get to that after I play it. But first is going to be When You Awake by the band.
In the room. us, my dear. Can't pretend that I was perfect, leaving you in fear. Oh man, what a world, the things I hear. If I could act on my revenge, no, would I? Some kill, some steal, some break your heart. And you thought that I would let it go and let you walk. But broken hearts break bones and break up fast. And I don't want to let it go, so in my grave I ride. I've dug two graves for us, my dear. Can't pretend that I was perfect, leaving you in fear. Oh man, what a world, the things I hear. If I could act on my revenge, you know what I.
Won't you lay me? Oh, won't you lay me?
That was just All the Pretty Girls by Coelho. Before that was Revenge by XXX. Actually, I really like that song. Yeah, so interesting story. The Coelho, they're kind of a big band now. They had a pretty big song. They've had a few big songs. But what was it, a year or two ago now, they released Way Down We Go, which, you know, heard on the radio. It's a pretty big song. So anyway, the way I actually heard about them was a few years ago. What was it, the junior year of high school, a kid I know had a music festival that he threw over this summer, and one of you know, our friends that went, that was at the fest, and you know, he plays the drums. His cousin is actually in this band, Coelho. They just happened to be in the neighborhood. They were, I mean, they were a pretty big deal then, but I mean, not on the scale that they are now, I don't think. And yes, it was cool that he called up his cousin. They just swung in and played at this little music festival in this kid's backyard. So that was pretty cool. And that was my introduction to them. So I've been following them ever since. And yeah, they're a really good band from Iceland, actually. So that was Coelho, All the Pretty Girls. Yeah, just to finish off the show today, I just have two songs from one of my new favorite live albums, actually, Live at Leeds by The Who, Leeds University, 1970. Really, really cool album. Kind of, you know, like an intimate setting, a lot of banter with the audience, a lot of funny interaction. Just, yeah, The Who at peak form, I think. And they're pretty famous for their live shows. Keith Moon, especially known for getting a little crazy. This isn't so much that, but just a really good set. Every song is done very well. And I just was going to play two songs off of that album to end it today. So thanks for listening. See you next week. And here we go. This is going to be Fortune Teller by The Who.
This one is a rock and roll song done by a guy called Benny Spellman, if any of you ever heard of him. But I'm sure you've heard of the Rolling Stones because they've done it.
And the Mersey
Beats. Oh, yeah, the Mersey Beats. They did it. And Wayne Fontana, he did it. And how we do it, it's one called Fortune Teller.
Yeah. about what makes a man a man. Is it brain or brawn or the month you were born? We just couldn't understand. We had to do. We went downstairs past the barber and gymnasium and got our arms tattooed. Welcome to my life, tattoo. I'm a man now, thanks to you. I expect I'll be red too, but the skin my man won't get to be there when actually liked it and beat my brother. Cause his tattoo was of a lady in the nude, and she thought that was extremely rude. Tattooed all over. My wife is tattooed.